kids are. I'm taking my kids to their first celebration, even because it's in Anaheim.
Nice.
That's awesome.
That's going to be amazing.
Ooh, that's cool.
There's one thing.
Y'all are going to have to take care of me. It's going to be my first one ever.
Really? It'll be my sixth.
Yeah, it'll be my third. Wow. But,
ditto.
Yeah.
This will be my first Anaheim convention, though. Celebration 4 is the only one I've missed in the U.S.
So you're at Celebration 1?
Yes. That was where I first met Jake Lloyd, and he was an adorable little kid. But I met, yeah, no, Celebration 1 was the most amazing, miserable experience of my life. And it was like, a lot of people complained about the weather, but like, my car exploded on the way there.
Oh, God.
And I had to like Greyhound bus it in. So like Jesse Hildreth, who he works on, well, he used to work on Clone Wars when that was a thing still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Him and I, again, we met in line for we met a little bit before being in line for Phantom Menace, but we were in line for Phantom Menace together. And we weren't like the best of friends, but we were the only two people going to Celebration. And I'm like, well, I've got a car, let's go. And so we went. And we were in Salt Lake, and it was in Denver, and we started driving, and right on, like, the Colorado-Utah border, my engine, like, exploded. And we pulled into we had the tow truck take us into this little town called Green River, Utah, and we walk in. As we're walking in on the outskirts of town after the tow trucks dropped us off and taking the car to the mechanic, we watched this Greyhound bus go by, and we're like, that's a great idea. Like, we can Greyhound out of here. Like, we'll leave the car, because who needs a car as long as we can get to Celebration? So we packed all of our stuff and went to the Greyhound station to buy a ticket for the next bus. And the buses only came every 12 hours, and we just watched the last one go.
Oh.
And so,
this is better than Fanboys.
This needs to be like a movie or something.
I know.
It gets
even worse. So like, we finally, like, in the Greyhound station is actually a hotel lobby. So we spend like the next 12 hours like guarding our stuff in this hotel lobby. And finally the bus comes in the middle of the night. It's like 2 a.m. And like, it's on the day the convention starts. And we get on the bus and we start going. We transfer in Grand Junction at like 5 in the morning. We're exhausted. We're miserable. And we start going through the mountains. And a snowstorm stops us. And so the bus driver gets to a point at the mountain passes. He's just like, I'm not going any further. I don't feel safe. And he pulls over and just parks.
Oh, no.
And it keeps going. And then he tries to, like, he gets out of the bus and comes back in. And he can't, you know how buses kneel? He can't get it back up, so he can't drive. So they have to send a replacement bus out and transfer us into this other bus. And then finally we get there at like 2 p.m., you know. And this was after – it took me 30 hours or so to get from Salt Lake City to Denver, and that's usually a 5 to 7 hour drive.
Oh.
And then it was snowing and raining the entire time, and it was supposed to be a big outdoor festival, and so everything was just muddy and gross. And then I had all my footage of my camera confiscated because I was filming Warwick Davis out in the. It was like bad news, like across the board. But it was amazing. Like, I got to meet Ray Park. I got to see Anthony Daniels for the first time. Like, which has been weird. Since then, I've heard stories about that guy, but no, it was great. It was exactly what I needed, and I came back home and got back in line for Phantom Menace and was pumped for it.
Wow, that's astounding.
That's traumatic.
Yeah,
I think we need to invite you on the show so we can tell the story officially sometime.
I can do that for some reason.